USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at this hour is chairing a session of the United Nations Security Council, and in opening remarks had some words of warning to the governments of Russia and Iran and Syria. But he's also thanking all three of those nations when it comes to their activities in Syria.
For, at my very strong urging and request, substantially slowing down their attack on Idlib province and the 3 million people who live there in order to get 35,000 targeted terrorists. Get the terrorists, but I hope the restraint continues. The world is watching.
Arriving at the UN today, he told reporters that a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be nailed down very soon. The Fed is expected to announce a rate hike later today. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Four people now supporting Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tried to sexually assault her when they were in high school in the early 80s. Lawyers for Ford handed sworn declarations from the four to the Senate Judiciary Committee ahead of Thursday's hearing on her abuse claims. Kavanaugh denies the allegations.
Today, justice was served.
That's Montgomery County PADA Kevin Steele after Bill Cosby was sentenced 3 to 10 years in state prison for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004.
For decades, the defendant has been able to hide his true self and hide his crimes, using his fame and fortune.
A Chinese national who served in the U.S. Army Reserves accused of recruiting spies for China. Federal prosecutors say the 27-year-old man came to the U.S. in 2013 on a visa allowing him to earn a master's degree in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today's expected to be significant for those dealing with the threat of flooding in South Carolina from long-gone Hurricane Florence. Some local waterways in Horry and Georgetown counties expected to crest. Conditions looking so bad, flooding could leave parts of Georgetown County underwater by the end of the week. The United States announcing a global initiative to combat the growing threat of antibiotic resistance. And here's John Clemens with details.
Antibiotic resistance has been found in all regions of the world. In the U.S. alone, at least 2 million people get resistance infections every year, and at least 23,000 will die. The CDC has been working with pharmaceutical professionals, government health officials, health insurance companies, and food animal producers to adopt policies that will curtail what is being called one of the greatest threats to public health. I'm John Clemens.
And a 9-year-old dachshund named Patches has a brand new skull. Yeah, the dog was suffering from a cancerous tumor that threatened her brain and eyes. Vets in Ontario, Canada, able to print her out a new 3D skull and put it in place after the massive tumor was removed. The new part replaces 70% of the dog's existing skull, the procedure of first in North America. Find us online at usaradio.com anytime. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.